What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. My name is SBJ, and with me today is the lovely and untalented Will.
Hi, Steve. I'm sick. I've got strep again, I think.
What's your life story, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Well, to pick up Will's sickness, I have with us today Travis.
Previously on Season 1, if it's super effective. Gotta catch them all, Pokemon. We're gonna steal that little twerp's Pikachu. Yes, ma. Pikachu! Pika! Dragon! Rock the dragon, Dragon Ball Z! Whoa! Go on! And Krillin, too? Destructo Disc! Wow! 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 Whoa, Mr. White! Jesse! Skylar! Mike! Gus! The island! We've gotta go back, Kate! We've gotta go back!
Boom, 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 boom. She's dead. Wrapped in plastic.
I'm doing the only thing I can't do, Agent Mulder. As of right now, I'm reopening the X-Files.
So hopefully our listeners would have at least heard some of those, seen some of those shows. I hope you had that all written down.
Oh, I did. Even the boom, boom, boom.
God, you gave me a tremor. I thought that was the Oracle's. Oh,
oh man.
It's crazy the amount of it's surprising the amount of production value you can get for these goofs with just the Kickstarter funds. I mean, actually getting Veronica Taylor and Eric Stewart and and Bryan Cranston to do voices for us. Like, I'm glad that 100% of the Kickstarter funds is going to me, so I can make these intro jokes longer and more elaborate. Oh, what's that? Oh, none of the money is going to me for these jokes? Well, I guess I gotta spend some time to recoup these funds I just dropped on some great talent I brought in for this episode.
I feel like I'm not, me and Will are not even needed on the show, Travis.
No.
Not a Travis, huge monologue.
Could you do me for this episode? Because I'm lying here in bed with the covers over my head.
I'm really sleepy. I'm Will, and
yeah, excellent. Yeah. Just go for it. Go roll with it. Roll with it, dude.
Pokemon. Anyone like my 80s Skinner impression? I feel like it's pretty good.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Agent Mulder, Agent Scully, this is completely unacceptable.
That was pretty good. Your James was also very.
Yes, I wish I could have heard some.
Wheezing.
Oh, I don't know if I. No, I can't do it.
Are you still good at your Hearthstone impressions?
Mind if I roll mean? I feel icky. Does Dingo? Yeah.
Yep, that's Hearthstone.
Really?
Bring out your dead.
I feel like I would go back to Hearthstone once they release it on the iPhone.
The new expansion was announced.
I saw that, yes. Yeah. Gnomes and gnomes.
Goblins.
Goblins. There you go. Pokemon Podcast, where you can get all your latest Hearthstone news.
Hearthstone news.
Okay, at least this time it was you that brought it up and not me. You are at fault.
Oh, and you know what else, Steve? December 9th, The Dark Below.
Yeah, the Destiny expansion.
Can't wait. More Hive, man. More Acolytes, more Knights, more Wizards.
Not to go down the Destiny.
Because it's not like you talked about it enough last episode.
That's right.
It's in the walls!
But
if I were on that last episode, I would have just been twiddling my thumbs the whole time because you were just talking about Destiny for like 40 minutes.
Destiny's so good.
If you were in the last episode, you would have been like, I'm Travis, and Bayonetta.
I've never played Bayonetta.
Obviously. Neither have I.
Destiny is like the Pokemon of shooters. And actually, on the Destiny...
What?
It is. Will, back me up here for a second.
100%. We had that discussion last night about how much we had to catch them all.
And it's funny, because I thought that originally, and I kept my mouth shut, but when I was on the Destiny subreddit this past week, There was a lot of Pokemon references because the Pokemon part of Destiny is everyone's trying to collect these exotic, super rare guns. And even if they're really bad guns, it's still like their goal to collect all these guns.
So under the guns,
oh, absolutely. Well, no, you upgrade them with time. But even besides that, there's a typing system in Destiny.
Primal Kalashnikov.
You've got void type. You've got fire, or is it fire
solar.
Or solar type? You've got arc type. You've got kinetic. Whatever, Travis. Yeah, just because you can't afford a PS4 because you're poor. Whatever.
So you collect the exotic guns, and then you level up the exotic guns, and then yep. you stick them back in your PC box because they're useless.
Exactly.
The X and Y Primal Clash TCG set, there's going to be Elite Trainer Boxes.
Those Elite Trainer Boxes are super fancy, by the way.
Yeah, they just came out with the Phantom Forces Elite Trainer Box.
Pokemon really rips off Magic the Gathering, which is completely fine, because obviously Magic is doing things right.
I mean, like, in the sense that, like, they're... Like, Magic, it's strange to say that at the point where, like, Magic created the genre, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
is every, like, film noir ripping off Maltese Falcon? I mean, not really, they're just the same style.
Well, Magic used to do these starter kits, obviously, because yeah. Magic's so old that they need some way to get people into it. And it wasn't until a year or two ago when Pokemon started doing that, which, I guess, really, Pokemon TCG kind of kicked off. About 3 years ago, at least. In the turnouts I went to, it always got kind of bigger and bigger. And so if for any reason you want to get into Pokemon TCG, which is a very expensive hobby, not to say it's not fun. It is fun, but it's one, very time consuming. Two, very expensive. And three, very luck based. The Elite Trainer boxes are the way to go.
I'm really disappointed because all I really ever knew about the Pokemon TCG was that every once in a while people would talk about getting the donk, and now apparently that's not even a thing.
Yeah, the donk is gone. The donk
so is gone. I know nothing about the TCG. I'll go back to the games and just accept that I know nothing about the trading card game.
Mm-hmm. To kind of circle back to Hearthstone, the Pokemon TCG online app, which is on iPad, is nowhere near as polished or convenient as the Hearthstone app.
I mean, that's sort of to be expected, right? Like, things with Pokemon are never, like, the shining example of great UI. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people talk about Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and I love the UI for that game, but that game's UI... would just be acceptable in any other series, but the fact that it's not subpar makes us very excited about it. So I think that seeing it, I mean, I realize it's different people making both apps, but it seems like the whole franchise as a whole has a struggle with user interface.
Yeah. Well, clearly Blizzard has gotten that down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so new Elite Trainer boxes got announced. I guess we're going right into news here. The other thing that happened since last episode is the Pokemon Auras demo came out, and Travis did not play it.
That's right. I don't want my first experience of the new game to be not the new game. I played the Smash Bros. Demo, and then I feel like when I got the actual Smash Bros. Game, that it didn't seem new and fresh because I had already played the demo a lot. And I don't want the same thing to happen with Pokemon, so I didn't do it on purpose.
So what are you going to do since you won't have a Mega Glalie?
What?
I mean, he could go back to the demo just to get the Glalie.
I mean,
you only get Mega Glalie.
Are you talking about me? Is that some sort of reference here?
No.
You only get Mega Glalie if you play the demo?
Correct.
Well, I don't know if you only get him, but you
yes,
you
no, can because
get
I'm
him.
Going to stand over his shoulder, Travis's shoulder, and when like he tries to catch a Glalie, I'm going to just smack the 3DS out of his hands and be like,
smack
no.
the Pokeball out of his hand.
No.
You know,
no.
I've always loved Glalie. That's definitely my favorite Pokemon.
It's an ice type. I mean, whatever.
I do like
all you care about, right?
It's literally a circle.
It's like a snowball that floats.
Yeah. With horns.
It's like a snowball. I want that Mega Steelix. Let's be real here.
Mega Steelix is pretty rad.
Hey, actually, since, yeah, you haven't been on, let's get your... We had Mega Beedrill, Mega Steelix, Mega Glalie.
Oh, I think Mega Beedrill is my favorite of the group. Beedrill's never really been that interesting of a design, but I think what they did with Mega Beedrill makes it a lot more interesting. And Mega Pidgeot looks really cool, too, with the added colors on the wings and things.
Yeah,
wings and things.
Got bigger. Mm. Wings and things.
I could go for some wings.
And things?
Wings.
So you guys don't watch the cartoon, right?
I do not.
I have not been. I did not watch any X and Y.
I have noticed this pattern that Beedrill is always the bad guy. Like, always. Like, even recently, like, the most
How often have you known nice bees?
Little
wasp
little
drill.
Mega wasp drill. But, like, the episode where Bonnie gets separated from everybody else at...
Bonnie is Clement's sister, right?
Sister, yeah. They go, because they're at Professor Sycamore's summer camp, and they're doing this, like, orienteering-type expedition, and Bonnie gets separated in this mysterious fog and follows Xerneas down a path. But anyways, the Beedrill, like... comes after her in that one, is chasing her and Pikachu and Dedenne. But then also there's the other episode where the little kid is scared of Pokemon because he was trying to, like, tickle I don't even remember what it was. No, it was some other one.
That's like, what little, I want to do, tickle a Beedrill.
One of those round Pokemon, and then, like, a Beedrill was behind
him. One of those round Pokemon.
That's one of the round ones. I don't remember. It was not
Glalie. He was trying to tickle a Glalie.
Anyways, there was a Beedrill behind him. And then, like, in the first episode, it was, like, six Beedrills that were, like, chasing Ash. And then there was the other episode where they were, like, in the grapevines and the Beedrill popped out. And
you could hear them through the grapevine.
Now, would you stop?
Also, also the first season. First season, there were Beedrill chasing the Butterfree's.
Yeah, I just don't know why there's so much racism against Beedrill. Because they're a Pokemon just like any other Pokemon. It's not like they're the evil Pokemon.
Well, don't they do that with other Pokemon too? Like, I feel like Tentacruel is always like a bad guy. And anything that Jesse James has.
The Tentacruel was only being bad because the people were like building a city on their ancestral nesting spot or some.
You mean like a pier, like a dock? I thought it was a dock convention.
A what? I went to the latest dock convention and like they had some really good panels. Like there was one panel on docks and like how to build it. There's another on how to build docks and there's another like how to dock your boat.
Well, no.
Will Wheaton was there.
You've got docks, you've got piers, you've got levees, you've got all kinds of things that people can tie up to.
You might even make the jump and say that locks, like sea locks, that they might even fit under the dock convention umbrella. There's a very dedicated fan base to that franchise.
Docks and things. Mm-hmm. The dock convention. I hear you. Well, there's a little bit of Pokemon racism when it comes to Beedrill.
And there's a lot of Pokemon racism against Mega Wasp-Drill because they don't feature that ever. Never, ever.
He'll get his time. He'll get his time.
Time to shine.
Jumping circles back to the TCG kind of things, if you, for any reason, are curious, there are Worlds 2014 decks now in stores. What these are they're the decks that the World Champions used during the World Championships. So there are four decks featuring the, I believe, the top two Masters and then the top Junior and the top Senior. That would only make sense why there are four decks, if I'm not mistaken. But the cool thing about those decks is that it's the complete deck list from front to back. And the bad thing about those decks are they're not, no card in that deck is legal for tournament play. So it's a bummer.
Well, yeah, but we know a lot of people who play just for fun. So it's a cheap way to get, you know, a good deck.
Yeah, they're like
to play just for fun.
Yeah. And it's it's cool if, like, you know said person's name on the deck box.
Do we know any of them? I don't know any Canadians, so whatever.
Andrew Estrada. We have Trent Oerdorf, Harbutu Hobashashi, and Misishu Suda.
I'm sure those pronunciations were stellar.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't butcher anyone's name.
Doesn't matter.
You sure didn't Professor Bircher any of those names.
Oh, man.
There were some new Auras trailers, specifically the live-action trailer, which was the only trailer that matters because those are the coolest trailers.
It definitely gives you an idea of what the game's going to be really like.
No, I love the live-action trailers. I think
they are cool.
They're the most appealing out of any of them, even though they don't really show gameplay. But I don't know. As a kid, that was always what, like, remember the when, like, that forklift was coming in and they were trying to catch the Pokemon in the cage, and then they're rolling a Dragonite in a cage on the street because. Or there was the school bus one where they get all the Pokemon in the school bus and then they crush the school bus. It wasn't really catching. It was more like manslaughter.
I don't remember any of these.
What?
No, I don't think I was watching TV at that time in my life.
There was the, what are they called? The Pikachu, like, Pokewalker, like, in 1999. Do you remember
that? Yeah, no, it was called the Pocket Pikachu.
Pikachu, yeah. And then the kid is sitting on the washer machine, like, and it's...
It's beginning to sound inappropriate.
Yeah, he's just chilling on the washing machine.
Because those things it was supposed to be a pedometer, like the Pokewalker or whatever, where you would clip it on and then walk and you would earn volts. That was the in-game currency. But the ad just encouraged you just to sit on your washing machine so it would shake them, ruining the entire point.
I mean, Pokemon was really the first to the new technology phase of fitness devices.
Honestly, it was. Remember when the Pokewalker was announced and, like, people were like, oh, like, Pokemon thinks they're going to end obesity. It's like they just made a thing. I mean, like, they're not making that. I don't think they're making that large of a claim.
Remember?
People were yelling so much about the Pokewalker and how, like, not cool they thought it was. But guess what? It was awesome.
It was super awesome. Remember when Fire Red and Leaf Green came out and we got a free wireless communicator, and then when Heart Gold Soul Silver came out, we got a free Pokewalker, and then when Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire came out, we got only 200 potions.
Wow, what a way to represent an internet meme through the podcasting medium.
Did you just meme? Did Steve just meme? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
You can go back to reddit.com/r/funny memes and Will and I will do the podcast on our own.
I mean, it would probably be better than this show. So let's talk about this real quick. And before I preference this, we had a couple listeners say that the show has been a little negative on Pokemon lately.
I love Pokemon.
That's because I haven't been here.
Mostly because Travis hasn't been here.
I can't wait to get Pokemon Wu-Tang so I can be in Mos Def City.
but let me preference that getting 200 potions for buying both games is the stupidest reward.
That's not a promo, man. That's just that's just phoning it in.
It is the worst thing they could have done. Like, finally, Pokemon is offering both games together as a bundle pack. And this is what we're getting, 200 potions.
Finally, Pokemon is admitting that nobody has friends that get alternate versions of the game, and you're going to buy both games anyways. So here you go, get them together and get 200 crummy potions. Not even super potions, not even max potions, not even hyper potions. Potions.
I feel like a lot of people do have a buddy that'll get the other copy, though. And I know we've had this discussion before, but maybe the idea is that you buy the bundle and then you give the other copy to your pal.
Yeah. To your friend. Sharing is caring.
Yeah, well, generosity.
Well, I know a lot of people that buy both versions.
Yeah, and then they name their rival after the person that got the other one.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been in that situation before where me and my friend both buy alternate versions and whatever, that's cool. But for those who want to buy both versions, there's now an official bundle pack by Pokemon, which I think is available only on Amazon and GameStop, I think are the two places you can get it.
I thought it was Amazon and Best Buy.
Oh, it could be Best Buy. I thought the other one was... I usually assume every special promotion is through GameStop. But regardless of where it is, like, they couldn't give us like a Megastone for something, or like maybe like one free Master Ball, I thought would be better than 200 potions.
Just think of how much HP that is, though.
Isn't Europe getting like little figurines?
Yeah, Europe is getting
Groudon, Kyogre, and Japan's figures. Getting some other cool thing.
Yep.
Have I told you about the kid in elementary school who thought that HP stood for horsepower? Well, it does, but in Pokemon, HP stood for horsepower.
Whoa, I only have 3 horsepower left.
That's the whole story.
Better use a potion. I can't, like,
horsepower.
I want to meet a person that is legitimately excited about 200 potions. Like, how? What? Was this a Game Freak?
Think of how much HP that is, though!
Like, what happened here? Why?
You'll never die! You'll be invincible!
I think...
You'll be the greatest trainer of all time!
Well, Travis, I hate to
burst your bubble. You'll be the 1% of Pokemon trainers. You'll have all these resources at your disposal.
A listener did suggest to take the 100 potions and then just sell them back to the Pokemart and get money. Because we know in-game currency is a rare thing.
And then buy 200 potions again!
No, what do you do is...
You'll only be able to buy 100, because you only get like half the money.
I know, you take the 200 potions, you sell them, and then you go to the clothing store and buy a Q outfit for your... Oh! No customizable characters. Wah, wah.
That is a bit of a bummer. Do you think that was a choice made because the original games did not have that feature, so...
I think if you would actually listen to this podcast, I went on an extensive discussion.
I know, I did listen to it, but
I think that's the cop out answer. That's like the answer that everyone is just accepting. But I feel unless like it's DLC or something like that. But our dreams of DLC for X and Y didn't really happen. Like, we're not getting Beyonce until this week.
I would be very upset if that was only an X and Y and they never brought that feature back.
Yep, I would too. I don't want to go backwards in Pokemon, and that's why I loved X and Y so much, because I felt like with 3D environments and new cries and customizing your trainers and everything X and Y did right, because it was actually really good.
Yeah, X and Y was a very good step forward.
I feel like, yes, this is a remake.
Making breed, like lowering the barriers to entry for breeding is very good too.
Like, I get this is a remake, but it's running the X and Y engine. Like, why are we going backwards?
No roller skates.
No roller skates. But there is sneaking.
That is true. You're gonna have stealth missions.
Also, if there's no solution of going as fast as going through X and Y, and the roller skates weren't that fast, but they definitely mattered, I will be very upset, because I do not want to press select every time I want to get on a bike, and that's why roller skates were so great, because I just moved and it worked.
Remember at first when I feel like a lot of people had trouble with the roller skates because they were too slippery?
Yeah, yeah. But then you could do sweet tricks. Those sick tricks, man. That's all that mattered.
Can you do a wheelie with roller skates?
A wheelie? Like,
yeah.
Like being on one wheel?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure in real life you can. I don't know in Pokemon.
I guess not, because the brakes... Yeah, I'm talking about real life. Because the brakes generally are on the... You, like, lean back.
No, the brakes are the front.
Feels like a very bad design, because then you just go falling flat on your face.
No, because you only brake with one foot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then roller blades, your brake is on the back, which actually doesn't...
there's a difference between roller skates and roller blades?
Yeah, roller skates is...
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, roller skate is like a little car on your feet. And then a roller blade is like a bike on your feet.
Can we be a little more scientific? Roller skates are two axles.
You get them at the docking convention.
Axles.
Four wheels and then two wheels.
Four axles,
right?
In a line. Yes. Okay. They're all four wheels.
Oh, it's just they're in a line if it's a blade.
Two sets of two, or so, yeah.
I was born in the heyday of roller skates, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, roller skates weren't even a thing when I was a kid. Everything was roller blades.
Yeah.
Will, were you a big roller skater?
I had a birthday party at the roller rink, yep. Played some Robotron 1984 or whatever, or 2014 or whatever that game was.
Classic game.
You know what was actually my favorite game was... what's the one where you're like you have to pull the tap and shoot the beers down the bar to the people who are coming at you with their money?
Pull the
alcoholism.
No, no, it's like Root Beer Baron or something like that.
I'm not familiar. You talk about Duck Hunt?
No. And I used to like Centipede quite a bit.
Centipede's okay. It's no Joust. Joust is pretty good.
But I think my favorite was the one where you're on the moon and you had this like four-wheeled thing that you basically either went forward or jumped, and you had to get like across the moon skates.
The interesting thing about Mega Swampert is that Swift Swim gives it a very different niche than Swampert had previously. So Swift Swim can actually make Swampert into more of a sweeper archetype, as opposed to the bulky water type that it's fit for so many years now. What do you think of that, Steve?
I'm glad.
I like Mudkip a lot. He is very adorable, I feel. And let's talk about Smash Brothers real quick, because it comes out the same day as Pokemon, and ironically, for those of our listeners that don't know, Smash Brothers has Pokemon in it.
So it's like two Pokemon games come out on the same day. Three if you count OR and AS.
So Travis, you have the 3DS version.
I do.
You are on a podcast that may or may not still be going called The Smash Ball.
I am.
Big Smash Brother fan.
I like Smash Brothers, yeah.
Your thoughts of the new Smash Brothers?
Oh, there's no way I'm getting Smash Brothers on the Wii U. I already have it on 3DS. I don't have a Wii U.
This game did not sell you on buying said Wii U?
How much money do you think I have, Steve?
I don't know. You're a college student, so you're probably rolling in money.
Yeah, you know the stereotype.
Parents' money.
Yeah.
I know you. You're walking...
All of our...
Walking across the Michigan campus in your UGG boots and your North Face jacket. You're carrying a PSL, which I just found out means pumpkin spice latte.
It's not a PlayStation?
PSL, man.
PlayStation Live.
carrying your PSL. Yeah, next time you see somebody with a Starbucks cup, ask them if it's a PSL. Pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, we're going to go to the quad, play some Ultimate. You want to come?
Let me take off these UGG boots. They're a little hot right now. But Smash Brothers for Wii U was not convinced on the Smash Brothers phenomenon. Very upset that Smash Brothers is coming out the same day as Pokemon.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
But man,
well, there goes my wallet.
That Nintendo Direct dedicated only to Smash Brothers really turned my head on wanting to buy this game.
Really?
I think what really did it was the 5-player support. I was like, well, that's legit cool, because I'm always in a situation where I have 5 people over and not 4. And then when they said 6 people, I was like, oh my god, like that's perfect for 2 other couples. Like, that is what I want in a game. And then they said 8-player.
8 players.
And then I got really sad because I don't have 8 friends.
That's not true.
But I think that alone, like the fact that I can play up to 8 players is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And I don't know, like, let's say you haven't bought the 3DS version, but you have a Wii U.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. And it's very hard to, like, justify the 3DS version now with everything they put into the Wii U version.
The marketing strategy of releasing the 3DS game is beginning to look very, very smart. Because now everybody's going to buy it twice.
Yep. And if you buy it twice, you get the Mewtwo's.
That's true. You do get Mewtwo if you have both. I would not be surprised if Mewtwo was some sort of like purchasable DLC if you just have one or the other.
You're getting him for free if you have both, but I'm really still on the bandwagon that he's going to be the next Pokemon amiibo, and that's how you're going to get him.
Yeah. And did you see speaking of purchasable DLC, did you see the Pokemon track on Mario Kart?
No, there's no Pokemon track.
I know, exactly.
I know.
There's no Pokemon theme for the 3DS. There's no Pokemon track in Mario Kart. Whatever. Nintendo does not love me.
Well, I mean,
no love for the second party.
Pokemon's the weird thing because they have the Game Freak and the Pokemon Company like under umbrella, whereas like Mario and Zelda and Link, they just do whatever they do. They do what they do. They do what they do. Speaking of amiibos, I pre-ordered all of them.
Yep.
How much money was that?
For the first set, I believe it was $184 on Amazon. They will be shipping to me on Friday, so in 6 days. So I still have time to cancel. And then the next set, which was the 6 with Diddy Kong and whoever, Luigi, that was $84, I think.
You could get an entire video game console for that much. You could get a 2DS.
You could get a PS Vita.
You could get a PS Vita.
I could get so many PSLs that...
You could not only could you get a PS Vita, but you could get the PS Vita Borderlands 2 bundle, which comes with an 8-megabyte storage card and a free game.
You mean 8-gigabyte?
8-gigabyte.
You're not storing anything on 8 megabytes, I'll let you know that.
I store my pictures from high school.
My GameCube memory cards!
But anyways, what I'm saying is that's a pretty good deal if you're in the market for a PS Vita. And it's the Slim with the micro USB charger, not the Sony.
I have a Vita.
You do not have a Vita.
I do have a Vita. It collects a lot of dust because it doesn't have good games like the DS.
I always feel like you're lying to me when you say things about the Vita because I've been to your house numerous times and never seen it.
It's always in my bag.
I love my Vita and I'm always touching it.
And then it's dead. No, the Vita's not that. The Vita's blah, blah. Okay, so I have over $200 invested in amiibos. I still have time to decide if I want to cancel and or get said amiibos.
I think you should cancel. Like, I'm all for Pokemon things and Nintendo things, but are you going to get $184 worth of enjoyment out of these things?
Changing outfits on your Mario Kart characters.
Playing against NPCs on Smash Bros.
So you both know, and our listeners know, that I was very into Skylanders. The Skylander
craze. For about a month, and you're like, why did I spend all this money on Skylanders?
You got it. Now I'm thinking, why am I getting the amiibos, besides that there are Pokemon amiibos and Nintendo amiibos? It's everything I want in what should have been my
request. Everything you could want in amiibos.
But then I was thinking, what will I do with them?
And then nothing!
I was like, nothing! I don't want to fight against NPCs. I don't care. I'm never going to customize a Pikachu and then go to somebody else's house because no one has a Wii U. For me to slam down and for my Pikachu with the custom items to show up, because even though I am planning on buying Smash Brothers, I am not a Smash Brothers player. I'm very casual when it comes to the said game. And then I was like, well, what about Mario Kart? And I was like, I don't use my Mii in Mario Kart because my Mii's weight limit isn't in the right bracket of how I want to drive. I'm not going to make my Mii fatter just so I can, because I normally play Donkey Kong, which is a heavier set character. And I'm not, like, I don't care if my Mii's in a Captain Falco outfit, even though he'd look very cool. I'm still going to be Donkey Kong.
Captain Falco?
Oh, wait, Captain Falco.
Is that like, what is it? Rock Me Amadeus?
I don't have Hyrule Warriors, so that's out of the question. I'm really at a loss with these amiibos.
Don't get them! Stop!
That's Dude. What I'm thinking. Or maybe I'll just get like the Pikachu and...
There you go.
Why don't you cancel that order and donate that money to the Pokemon Podcast Kickstarter and get some cool
swag? Because I can't donate to my own Kickstarter. It doesn't let me do that.
Really?
Yeah. You can't donate to your own Kickstarter.
Give the money to Irene and have her make a donation.
No, she would spend it on One Direction tickets or something.
Oh my lord. That's so true. I mean, they're coming to Brewer Stadium.
They are. They're going to be performing during Gen Con weekend, and she is missing a day of Gen Con to see them. She already bought her tickets.
She bought her Gen Con tickets?
No. The One Direction tickets for the weekend of Gen Con.
I am aware that she bought her tickets because she had me at work watching the early Facebook sale or some crap. So I could tell her what sections were available.
That sounds like Irene. Where were we? I think we're done with Smash Brothers.
And amiibos.
More like amiibo. No. If there were a Captain Falco amiibo, it's some weird amalgamation of Captain Falcon and Falco. I might have to drop a few bucks on that.
Every time you put it on the near field spot, it starts like rocking up a deuce. Exactly. There you go.
Travis, did you lose your mind when Nintendo announced Majora's Mask for 3DS?
I don't like Zelda.
Perfect. All right, moving on.
I only like Pokemon.
The Beyonce of the Beyonce movie comes out today as we are recording this.
The Diancie movie is definitely the Beyonce of the Pokemon movie genre.
That's right. Cocoons of Destruction debuting on Cartoon Network Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m.
2:30?
But I believe that is...
That's the dentist's favorite time. No, it's an hour and a half from now. I thought it would be at 7 o'clock tonight. Oh, no.
Following said movie is a Pokemon Advanced marathon focusing on Team Aqua and Team Magma. Oh, actually, that is happening before, so you've probably already missed that.
I mean, I could turn on my TV right now.
You could, but do you really want to watch Pokemon Advanced?
I like all the Pokemon TV shows. Hmm. What channel is Cartoon Network?
I don't know.
HD? I don't pay for TV. That's true. You could watch my TV.
I could be buying amiibos instead.
Hold on. RCN, wait.
Travis, here's the real thing. I get all the amiibos, and then I wait until after Black Friday, and no one can find said amiibos, and then I sell them for profit on what is called the eBay.
Or you could not do any of that and not have to even think about amiibos.
That is true.
I feel like the profit margin will be so minimal that your time would be better spent not thinking about amiibos.
For some reason, my TV is only showing like Mexican soccer. I don't know how to make the cartoon.
I think that's just as good as Pokemon.
Oh, man.
What do you mean, Mexican soccer? Is that like opposed to...
El hombre tiene la paleta.
No, it's soccer in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
It's on the TV. And it's your girlfriend who's watching my TV all the time. So I don't know what she was up to leave it on that.
I don't know either. Back to Pokemon.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you have probably, hopefully, backed our Kickstarter. So as of our recording, there will be 11 days left. We hit our goal of $5,000 for 100 more episodes. So insert cheering here. And thank you, everyone. Yay. Thank you to the 115 people who have backed so far. by the time this recording is up, there should be a couple little stretch goals on the site or on the pod, on the Kickstarter page, to kind of push it a little further. But yeah, very happy. We'll be getting new microphones sent out to Travis and Will and pop filters and microphone stands.
Do you think people ever use Kickstarter for money laundering?
Yes. I don't know. Probably not, because Amazon first takes their chunk. I think Amazon takes like 5%. And then,
I mean, 5% is not a whole bunch just to, you know.
No, but you can't donate to your own Kickstarter, so no, you can't really launder.
You make fake email addresses, yeah, or your buddies. No, then you money
that's
launder.
Dishonest.
And then
money laundering itself is not.
Well, no, hold on. Kickstarter first takes 5%, and then after that total is deducted, then Amazon takes another 5%. So you're really losing 10%.
I think it would be even different than that. If it's 5% off the already deducted 5%, it would be a little less than 10. Or is it just two chunks of 5?
I think it's a little less than 10. But you would probably be better.
Why are we talking about this? I am so sorry. I did this to us.
I mean, if you're going to launder money, you probably should go through like PayPal, where it's like only 5%. I think.
Yeah.
5.1, maybe.
The real question is, are those cool Jeff Thede design t-shirts still available?
Yeah, no, I haven't placed the order for the t-shirts yet because I haven't sent out the rewards for what size are you.
The Kickstarter doesn't end yet.
Yeah.
Still got a ways to go.
Oh, I didn't know if the t-shirts were like an unlimited number of you could get.
Well, I've done this to myself in the past where I order way too many t-shirts. And then they
such sit. Was the fate of the Rock and Roll-a tee.
Yeah.
I love my Rock and Roll-a tee. What I want is a Plusle and Minun tee.
Those sold like hotcakes.
Yeah, those sold really well compared to the Rock and Roller. The Polyworld shirts also sold very well. But yeah, no, I wasn't planning on ordering way more t-shirts than what was needed. We have a lot of people that are going to be on the show. The first tier, the 125, which is be on the show and get the shirt and everything, that's 10 people there. 5 people under the 100 be on the show, and then another 2 people under the 135. So that's 17 new
voices.
Maybe
the show will actually be interesting.
No, I know some of the people. Nuh-uh.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding.
So that's 17 new voices that will be on the show, and if they're really good, we can finally replace Travis.
Yeah. You've been waiting for an opportunity. But no one has long-winded and awful jokes like me, so you haven't really found a replacement.
That's very true. And big thanks to the team at Bulbapedia, or I should say Bulble Garden, for tweeting. Pidgey Press, also big thanks to them.
Pidgey Press is cool. I like Pidgey Wiki.
Yep, they have a very cool site. And Pokemon Crossroads, I believe. Big thanks to them. I'm trying to remember everyone who tweeted about us. I think there should be an interview with me on NintendoFeed.com about the Kickstarter. They haven't emailed me saying it's up yet, so I don't think it's up. Probably sometime next week. But if you're curious of when the Kickstarter ends, it ends 2 days before the Friday where Pokemon Auras comes out. So give you a little time frame if you haven't backed. We have backing. $10 is going to get you an exclusive episode, and the survey will go out what that episode topic could be. If you want it to be Safari Zone or glitches or Travis's weekly food eatings, we'll record about any topics that win a top suggestion.
If people would pay to know, like, if they want me to count my calories for a day and then we talk about my diet, we will do that.
We will do that. In other news, kind of basing off the Kickstarters, because a couple people asked where there's some of the money going. So let's kind of run this down. So, of course, new equipment for everyone. Me, Will, and Travis, since we're the three main people that kind of have been rocking the show. Other than that, we're going to pay out some server fees. So we use Squarespace for our website. So I plan to pay 2 years out and kind of get that taken care of. And then our servers where the podcast store is on GoDaddy. And there's a couple of software things that I use that have a subscription. So we're going to pay that out. Now, that's not that much. But then we have the 5% that gets deducted from Kickstarter and then another 5% from Amazon. And then we have the rewards, the shirts and the buttons and the stickers. Got to order all that. What will probably be more expensive than any of that is the shipping for shipping all those out, because the post office is the worst place in the world and they keep raising their prices. And then finally, any extra money, I feel like I forgot something. Any extra money would be going to travel funds for like C2E2 and Midwest Gaming Classic, and I've applied for a couple of PAX panels, so that's a thing. And Midwest Gaming Classic is local, so that's nice, but the last couple of times I went to C2E2, I've gotten a hotel because it's just way too much work to bring down a bunch of equipment, kind of wait around with the equipment, so usually having a hotel room next to it is the best way to prepare for talking in front of a huge room of people, which I like doing. Oh, and the reason I brought that up is because we will be at the Midwest Gaming Classic again in 2015. I got the invite back. So, there we go.
We're sharing the room with Nintendo reps again. That was fun.
Yeah, I know they said they wanted to come back. So, Ryan, who's the main Nintendo rep that I was in contact with, he actually messaged me yesterday asking if I needed some Aura's demo codes. And clearly, I think everyone has played the demo by now or just don't want to play it. So I will send him an email and ask if he wants to be back. I did find out it's the same room, so they didn't give us a bigger room. So I'm not sure. We might do something. We might be dramatically changing the room because it's kind of been the same for the last 4 years.
Shake things up.
You know, lights on 1 year, lights off the other year. Lights on, lights off. But
I don't know what that means.
Well, the first year we had the lights on, and then the second year we had the lights off, but we had like orange and purple lights.
Oh yeah.
The third
year you got a Guitar Center.
Yes. And the third year we had lights on, and then
because you brought your own lights. That's a thing that really happened.
And then last year is when I brought my own lights, and we had the Christmas lights as well.
Yeah.
I thought the room looked very good.
Yeah, you can buy lights at Guitar Center, but they're expensive.
Yeah, Guitar Center is very expensive.
You just go to the DJ section, and that's where they
have it. The old Deej. The old Deej. And then with the...
That's what I call my brother.
The Movie Reel Podcast.
That's not what it's called.
Movie Reel Podcast.
It also hasn't had an episode in a very long time, so who knows if the Real House is even coming back. I think it probably will. So keep your eyes open. I mean, Smash Ball had a recurrence, so you never know what sort of stuff's coming back.
Yeah, I think that's kind of all we have. I'm running out of steam. Not too much Pokemon news since when we last... Eon tickets.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Before we go into Eons, what were you going to say, Travis?
I was going to say, is this a mini-sode? What are we even doing right now?
Non-numbered.
Yeah, it's a non-numbered episode.
Not canon.
Okay.
You mean I spent all that preparation on all those impressions at the beginning of the show for like a webisode?
I think that specifically knocked it out of canon. This is comic book number like 151.36.
I meant to say, you're saying that I hired all those voice actors out of my own money.
Yes.
And do you think Mitch Pileggi is just going to come in here and sing for a dime? No. Mitch Pileggi, this is big dollar stuff. Matthew Fox had to get Evangeline Lilly just to walk away from Matthew Fox because Matthew Fox is just such a method actor. He really needs his stupid fake beard in that episode.
He's so cute. I would totally date him.
Matthew Fox?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he old?
He's the same age as me.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Can't argue with that. Hey, Will.
Eon tickets.
Explain Eon tickets.
They let you fly away to the Southern Islands. it's a way to get the either Latios or Latias that you don't have and you can't catch in your game. You can get them if you get an Eon ticket. But the way that you get an Eon ticket is via Street Pass. And in different countries, they are seeding the Street Passes in different ways. Since we only care about the United States, the way that they are seeding them in the United States is they are giving them to league organizers as distribution codes to get hand out at league. And then, you know, either you get one by going to league or you get one by street passing somebody.
It's like a virus. It's a pandemic of Eon tickets.
It's not like a virus. It is a virus.
We need to get some like epidemiologists on this and study it.
It is the Ebola of the Pokemon world.
I feel like that would be some... No, that's Pokerus. I feel like that would be some actually interesting data. There's got to be some use for that, right?
Honestly think Nintendo is not tracking every Eon ticket and, you know, having
exactly.
it phone? Oh, they are totally keeping track. Here's a secret, Travis. Nintendo is worse than Google. Because you're like, yeah, I'll happily give over my personal information, and you have like no clue.
What personal information is in my Pokemon game? Like what my favorite type is?
No, based on your 3DS and everything your
So they know shop, my name, my birthday, and my your favorite color.
And where you are. Google doesn't know what your favorite color is. And how you identify as a persona, you know, do you identify as a realistic human looking me or have you like crafted Long from Pennsylvania?
Or were you one of the terrible people that decided it would be funny to just make a dictator in their me as if that's not completely like that, terrible. Right?
So Nintendo is just collecting all this information and selling it to advertisers and you are just completely, you have no idea. You're just giving it away happily. Anyways, what makes me sad is that our friend Justin in the Philippines cannot get an Eon ticket because...
It could spread that far.
Nah, he don't get street passes.
There are definite infection vectors that could get it there. Like plane, like once the Eon ticket drops anywhere, a plane ride, like it's gonna. Have you played Pandemic?
No,
Pandemic's good.
It's gonna be like Pandemic is very hard.
It is very hard.
The only time my family has ever won Pandemic is when I was asleep, so I didn't play. That might give you an idea of how bad I am at Pandemic.
That sounds about, well, I mean, it's harder with four people.
Is that true?
Yes, and the more people,
that would
the harder.
Be three of them, yeah.
Yeah, three is like the money number. So you can get an Eon ticket either by going to a Play Pokemon event, which would be any of the TCG sanctioned events, which sometimes, but not always, has video game stuff going on. Or the big Play Pokemon events, which is Nationals or Worlds. Other than that, if you do not go to a Play Pokemon event, you can go to a Street Pass event, which is...
What is that?
Street Pass events. Chicago usually has a lot of them.
I heard Los Angeles has a Street Pass meetup.
Yeah, so... And they are, most of them are official. I mean, there are your local Street Pass events, but there are like official ones because there was an official one for Animal Crossing like 2 weeks after Animal Crossing came out. So those are another way to get the Eon ticket. The third way is just to normally Street Pass somebody who has been to either of these events. So my friends at work are like, we're never going to get this Eon ticket until I get the Aeon ticket so I can bring it into work and give it to everyone else. So, yes, it's a very pandemic virus-like thing. But did they say if the Aeon ticket expires, like, do you have to redeem your Latios or Latias before a set time, or is this, like, a forever-going thing?
I didn't see an expiration on it.
Virus.
Yeah, I didn't see an expiration on it.
Which is good. But that's kind of like a bummer if your favorite Pokemon are these two and you're in an area like North Dakota or something.
But you know what's a bummer, Steve? If your favorite Pokemon are Latios and Latios, because there are like 713 better Pokemon out there, then you're like fixated on like anthropomorphic airplanes.
I don't like Mega Latios and Latias, but I really like the original two forms. I think their differences are really cool in terms of how they function, like in battle and things.
I mean,
Latias is really cool. Latios is extremely popular, obviously, but Latias is also very has a very interesting niche.
There, it's no Chandelure.
Nope. Chandelure is sweet.
Yeah, he is very cool.
Very too slow. Need to slap a choice scarf on there for him to even be useful. Nah. Later, skaters.
Big shout out to Gengar, who is one of the coolest TCG arts on a Pokemon card. If anyone hasn't seen it, Google the full art for Gengar. And boy, is that art just really cool.
Yeah,
who's the artist?
Nice. I don't know. Somebody Japanese, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Is his second attack called Dark Corridor?
I don't know. I know his first attack is one psychic energy. His second attack is one psychic energy, two colorless, but I'm not sure what it does. I think it does 50 damage and then switches and poisons.
Something like that, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. I know his first attack is put 3 damage counters anywhere you want. Nightshade, maybe? Look at me reciting Pokemon TCG like I play the game. That's all we have for big Pokemon-related news. I'm sure we're forgetting something. I'm sure we are.
DNC distribution at your local GameStop. Get your code. Please get multiple DNC codes because I probably won't go to GameStop, and I'll be asking you on Twitter to give me a code, please.
That sounds pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There was one bit of news. This will be the last bit of news before we wrap up the show. There will be a brand new... Hopefully you guys are sitting down because this is huge.
I am literally horizontal. Yeah.
There will be a brand...
You're running the gamut of the different ways in which a human being can be at rest.
Brand new. Pikachu. Balloon. In the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, this is so true. I saw it on the news today.
Is it different than the other one?
Yeah, it's a brand new balloon. I believe
that's the definition of brand new, Travis.
I believe said Pikachu has a Santa hat on, and he is carrying
for Thanksgiving.
And he is carrying a...
I see some strange connections there.
And he is carrying a snowman in the shape of a Pikachu.
Can we remind ourselves on which holiday this takes place? Christmas? No, it's not.
No, the Thanksgiving Day Parade is the official introduction of Christmas, or should be.
What?
Yes, that's why Santa Claus comes in. Santa Claus is always the last float in the parade because it's like he's the arrival of the Christmas season.
So what you're telling me...
Well, I mean, Home Depot's arrival of the Christmas season was about a month ago when they had all their Christmas trees up.
Home Depot is full of horrible heathens.
What you're telling me right now is that Pokemon is directly competing with Santa Claus now.
I mean, there's an announcement.
There's usurpation of the... St. Nicholas throne.
I wouldn't say that at all. I would say that they're in conjunction. They're working together. Much
they're
like
working in tandem?
Yes.
This is the most, what did they call it when there was like a coalition government? Coalition parliament or whatever?
Dictatorship?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
When the Lib Dems and the... and the Conservative Party neither had a majority, so they formed a coalition. It's going to be like that, but for Christmas. All those UK listeners out there are not going to be laughing at this joke because they're going to notice all of the details I got wrong. So it's not going to be funny to people who don't live in the UK, and it's certainly not going to be funny to people who do. Just me saying things that happened in the UK a while ago that are probably wrong.
I'd be curious to know when one decides to roll out a new balloon. Is it because your old balloon is just falling apart? Or is it because your new balloon was years in the making?
I don't know, because they haven't had a Pikachu balloon in the parade for that long.
Actually, in the press release, this year will be the 15th consecutive year that Pikachu will be over New York City.
Well, for some people, that's a long time. For me, that's not even half of my lifespan. So that's not a particularly long time.
Man, I can't believe Pikachu has been in the parade for 15 years.
I know, because whoever wakes up early enough to watch that stupid parade anyways, it's Thanksgiving. You have a day off. Sleep in.
Well, I mean, when does the parade start? 10 a.m. Central?
I feel like
it starts at 11 my time, which would be, yeah.
No. It starts much earlier than that.
No. If it's 10 a.m. Central, it's 9 a.m. your time.
It does not. No. That's not how time works.
Oh, wait.
And it starts at like 8 a.m. Eastern.
Which is really?
7 a.m. Central.
No, it doesn't start that early. Definitely does not start.
Consult the rule book. I'm looking it up. When does the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade start?
I just hear clack, 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 clack.
I don't care about where. Wait. This tells me where. Oh, wait. 9 a.m. EST. So.
That would be 8 a.m. Central.
Oh, that is way too early for me.
Exactly.
The 3-hour Macy's event is held in New York City starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Or maybe that's. Maybe that's when the whole thing starts, but the parade doesn't start till later. Maybe that's
what whole thing? What else is
there? There's like dances and there's music.
That is during the parade.
No, there's like pre-game parade. It's like a football game where it's like it's two hours of pre-game.
The pre-game is at 8 a.m.
People waking up just pounding PBRs and PSLs.
PSLs and PS Vitas and PS4s. Pumpkin Spice 4.
Yeah, I always kind of get very sad when I miss the Pikachu in the parade. I feel like that's the one. Like, that is how I know Christmas has started, once I see a giant Pikachu balloon.
Well, Steve, I have some really bad news for you. You don't have television. You are not going to see the parade at all.
Yeah, I can get a live stream on the computer. They have the internet.
Do you think they're live streaming the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I guarantee you one person is live streaming the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, but
Twitch, get that Twitch plays Macy's.
Oh, man.
That'd be a good...
They just keep typing up, 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 march forward, march forward.
Dance, dance.
Float.
That's a thing. That should be a thing. I'm sure that... Twitch would not allow it because it's not video game related. But it should be a thing. Or YouTube should stream it. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, traditionally it is broadcast on NBC for anybody who's unaware of that.
NBC.
So please consult your local NBC affiliate for live feeds of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Pikachu Float.
Says that the outro music for the show starts playing.
Will, where can they find you?
on Twitter, I'm washing the sink. WASHINTHESINK on the PlayStation Network. I am washing the sink on. I mean, that's pretty much where I am anymore. You can, but I guess on my Wii U, you could add William GU is my Wii U Nintendo dealie. And if I start playing Bayonetta again, you'll see me up on there. That's about it.
Travis, where can they find your lovely voice?
My voice, nowhere. But you can find me at twitter.com/TheTravisW.
No PSN?
No PSN. Is that PlayStation Network?
Network, yeah.
You can find me on PSL.
You can find me at the local Starbucks.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever stepped into a Starbucks in my entire life.
What?
It's got to be true because I don't drink coffee. I've never had coffee.
What about chai tea?
Is that different than tea?
Yeah, because it's made with milk.
It's pumpkin spice tea.
No, it's not.
PST. Yes, it is. PST. This is a secret, Steve.
There is no pumpkin in chai tea latte.
There is no pumpkin in a pumpkin spice latte either, because it's pumpkin spices. It's the spices, and strangely enough, it's the same spices that they put in chai. I am not lying to you. His mind just exploded. Did you guys hear that?
I would. So you can get a chai tea latte, either hot or cold. Both are very different tasting, but both are very good. Just in case you are near a Starbucks or you are brought into a Starbucks and you have to order something, chai tea latte. It's good. You can find me and my chai tea lattes on Twitter at DraggingALake. That is the same for my Nintendo ID, and that is the same for my PSN. I play a lot of Destiny because I am trying to collect them all, as in the guns.
And trying to get to level 30.
Trying to get to level 30. I hate my life.
Is that the level cap?
Yeah, that's the level cap.
Well, it's the level cap right now until December 9th. I'm going to be at level 28 by the end of the day today. I will sign a writ in blood that I will be to level 28. I am going to grind
assistant the grind. Skinner impression again?
You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, Radio, iTunes. I mean, if you just search Pokemon Podcast, you'll find what you needed. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you already know all that. And if you are a new listener, I'm sorry for the last hour of your life. Finally, if you haven't backed our Kickstarter, please back our Kickstarter because it will only make things better for everyone else. And for $10, you get an exclusive episode.
It's for your own good.
We gave you 4 years of content for free. What is $10 in your wallet? Besides two meals at McDonald's, maybe.
McDouble.
I mean, you can get 9 McDoubles for $10.
Just nice. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much does a McDouble cost?
$1.15. Oh, maybe you can only get 8 because it's not $1.05 anymore. It's $1.15. Hmm. Yeah, you can only get 8. That's still a good deal, though. I mean, so you have $10. Your choice is to either get 8 McDoubles or to back it super effectively. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And we are
super effective.
Super McDoubles.
Perfect.